Hi, and welcome to the Sabian podcast. Today I'm going to be doing the new moon eclipse, October 25th, 2022, and the Sabian symbols for those. And this looks like an interesting new moon. On its own, it looks like it could potentially be very affectionate, very, very laid back and relaxing. In fact, a little bit of a little bit of doing too much or overindulging could be part of what is happening here. And so there is a Sun, Moon, Venus conjunction, and it's in conjunct Jupiter. It just shows that with the Sun and Moon conjunct Venus, that it could be romantic, it could be just like a spa day type of energy. And in conjunct Jupiter, it can just be like, I spent too much. I added another service and I left the house thinking I was going to do this, but I did like two or three times more than I expected. And it kind of reminds me of shopping on an empty stomach. The actual moon Sabian symbol is three Scorpio, and that's neighbor's help in a house, raising party in a small village. And then it's in conjunct Jupiter, one Aries, a woman has risen out of the ocean, a seal is embracing her. I remember when Jupiter was on this degree, or actually not Jupiter, Chiron, on the woman rising out of the ocean degree, and that's the wounded healer. It's actually on Jupiter, which is much better. But there was a Danish reporter who had been murdered, who had gone to see someone's submarine, and she was killed out at sea. And that was a very appropriate symbol for that particular event, especially with Chiron in that degree of Aries. So with Jupiter there, this would be much more life-giving and much happier of a story. I don't really know if there's anything in the news right now about things at sea or people at sea, but that sounds like, you know, like if you're on a cruise or something like that, or there might be some news stories about that, about having to do with the ocean or somebody with that particular degree. And I'm just looking at some news stories to see if there's anything that is showing up there. Let's see, I keep misspelling ocean. Here we go. I spelled it potion. P-O-C-E-A-N. Here's a good one with Jupiter at this degree. ScienceAlert.com, hidden oasis of life discovered deep under the ocean in the Maldives. That would be exactly the type of thing that you would hear. So that would be perfect for Jupiter at this degree. 3 days ago, surprisingly bright blue fish discovered in the darkest ocean depths. That's completely a Jupiter at 1 degree Aries. So that's really cool. And so that's one of the aspects of the moon. And then Mercury and Mars and Neptune and Pluto and Lilith are all in a string of aspects here, and all pretty close. Mercury is trine Mars. Mercury's degree is 23 Libra. A Chanticleer's voice heralds the rising sun with enthusiastic tones. Trine Mars at 26 Gemini, winter frosts in the woods. Mercury is in conjunct Neptune, it's retrograde at 24 Pisces. The tiny island seems lost in the broad ocean, but its happy inhabitants have created a world all their own. And then Mercury is also square Pluto at 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage. And then finally, Mercury is square Lilith at 22 Cancer, a young woman awaiting a sailboat. And that's actually Iraq's sun degree. And then, of course, there are other aspects here, like Mars is trine and conjunct square. But then Mars is square Neptune. Mars is in conjunct Pluto. Mars is semi-sextile Lilith. Neptune sextile Pluto. Neptune is trine Lilith. Pluto is opposing Lilith. So when I see the new moon and the full moon and aspects like this, I'll look at these major strings of aspects and just see how there could be a story that is being told here. And what I'm seeing with Mercury is that it is harmonious to there's perhaps talk about military or policing or positive day for men. Mercury in conjunct Neptune would mean there can be some confusing events that happen, where there's could be some illusions or delusions, issues with drugs, alcohol. Some type of place where things are pretty foggy. The weather could even be foggy with Mercury in conjunct Neptune. And then Mercury square Pluto could be very cutting and incisive. It could be somewhat psychic. And we're talking about things like even nuclear war. Mercury square Lilith would be issues with women protesting, with Lilith when it was exactly square Chiron. We had Roe versus Wade being overturned, the protest in Iran, and other things, but those were two really prominent protests. And then Mars squaring Neptune, again, that can be, it could actually be somewhat of a scary aspect. I'm thinking of that big explosion that happened in Lebanon, in Beirut, and just thinking about gases and war. Mars would be war, Neptune would be gas, so like a gas explosion. Mars in conjunct Pluto could also be difficult. Pluto would be potentially nuclear war, but it's also like our deepest, darkest secrets. And our ability to transform, like death and rebirth. Mars semi-sextile Lilith could also be, again, another more like battle of the sexes, women really fighting back, which is very hopeful. Neptune, it's sextile Pluto could also, that's an opportunity aspect between those flights of fancy or our wanting to have like rose-colored glasses. Again, I had said that it rules gaseous substances, but it also rules like the art world, like those desires to escape. It can be about, again, addiction. And sextile Pluto would just mean that those elements are working harmoniously with each other, the Neptune and Pluto aspects. And Neptune is trine Lilith. That would be an interesting thing to see if there's some type of art project having to do with the feminine, some type of movie that's released or fantastic album. And then Pluto is opposite Lilith. And that would, often with an opposition, that would have to do with, could be relationship, like being face-to-face with someone or something. Pluto and Lilith facing each other, facing off. I'm thinking also about the climate activists, and they're doing things like putting paint on top of paintings in the museums to protest climate change. And that could be another thing, like coming face to face. There is a COP meeting for climate change in, where is it? Egypt, I think. And there may be some protests around that as well. Lilith is women, usually like the outsider aspect of women, but it also can be transgender, it can be gay men, it can also just be men who really, really step outside of the macho, like the norm for like not just going along with the crowd and really standing apart. And then Saturn is very closely square Uranus. They're both retrograde. That symbol is a forest fire finally quenched for Saturn. Uranus is a woman airing an old bag through a sunny window to give it air and sunshine. Not sure about those, but that shows too, like, some sense of relief. But again, it's Saturn squaring Uranus. It can still be very difficult. I'm really looking forward to when this aspect is over, because it's pretty harsh. And then Chiron at 14 degrees, retrograde Aries, a serpent coiling near a man and a woman. This can be healing around sexuality and around relationships with men and women. But I think it's really like hexagram 38 in the I Ching. It's about that contradiction between people, between men and women. Then North Node at 14 Taurus, on the beach, children play while shellfish grope at the edge of the water, opposing South Node at Scorpio. Pardon me. South Node at 14 Scorpio, telephone linemen at work installing new connections. And this is not far from actually squaring Saturn and Uranus. Well, Uranus is pretty close to that North Node at Taurus, and the South Node is helping create a T-square with this, with Saturn there. So I would be interested to see about things like, again, climate change, creating infrastructure. And again, it's interesting that the COP summit is going on. So I believe that's about to happen. So anyway, that is my reading for today, for the new moon at 25 October, the new moon that is conjunct Venus and in conjunct Jupiter, that new moon in Scorpio. So anyway, thanks so much for listening. And if you're interested in working with me, you can reach me at my email address at lisamyerson@gmail.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at Lisa Myerson's Astrology Discussion Group or the Sabian Symbol Research Group, also on Facebook. And thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks. Bye.